All right, happy to get a hard-fought victory here at home, and earn ourselves after today's events a share first place. So, obviously, everything that all the goals that we set when the season started are right there in front of us. We'll continue to take them one at a time, but I'm very proud of our guys continuing to stick together, continuing to work, and as a football team, we feel like we're improving as we get ready to go down the stretch here. So. Really happy to get, like I said, a hard-fought victory here at home. So, questions?
I know what your offense went through our wins, but you got some good production out of some other guys towards the end of the game, Patterson and Holton. Can you talk about how you were able to get other guys involved?
Yeah, Cordarrelle really played a heck of a game. He was impactful on special teams. He was impactful as a receiver, as a blocker, as a ball carrier. I mean, he's played really well for us today. Johnny Holton came up, you know, that toe tap there on that touchdown drive, and we went to 10-point lead there. Just following that Marshawn, that great play on third down where he kind of went beast mode there and went through a couple of defenders. It was really good stuff.
What was your message at halftime? The offense looked like they struggled in the first half.
They
really got going.
Yeah, you know, we talked about, you know, protect and produce. That's what we wanted to do, protect the ball, protect the quarterback, and produce points. And, you know, we got to go and had a couple key drives there in the second half to put the game away.
Well, I don't believe that you let the Giants throw over 200 yards in the last couple of weeks.
200 is a benchmark. I'm loving it.
Can you talk about that? You know, that's 2 weeks straight that, you know, your secondary and they hold.
That we played very well. Yeah, two weeks in a row that we played very well. Held our opponent under 300 yards and really kept us in the game early when we were not firing on all cylinders offensively. But we hit our stride in the second half, made some tremendous drives to put the game away.
Marshawn came out after the touchdown. Did he tweak something? And then, I mean, he came back in eventually, but did he have any kind of issue?
I think it was okay.
Yeah. What did that play do to get you guys sparked early on?
The first one we popped for the touchdown? Yeah, it was just obviously an explosive play. I think the long run of the year for him with us. It was a great job executing the play and him hitting it and taking it to the house. So it was awesome for us to get that start.
Talk before about
what has been the key?
Yeah, what have you seen different from him?
Well, I kind of spoke to that. I think after when he came back from the suspension, I've seen a little more pep in the step, a little more. I mean, I can't speak for him. I know what I see. You know, it's been good. I welcome it, and we're taking full advantage of it.
Coach Richard put the ball on the ground like four times. Was it just one of those games?
I hope it's one of those that comes and goes and we don't see again. He's been really reliable for us, been an excellent player for us. We count on him, you know, to do, you know, a lot of different things, and securing the ball is really important, and I thought he was loose with it today.
You guys have the greatest takeaway since we had the two big ones in the first half. What about you guys?
Yeah, it's huge. Huge, especially the one, you know, at the end of the half there with, you know, when Khalil takes the ball off the quarterback, you know, in the red zone, they're knocking on the door right there. They're certain to get points or have a high likelihood of getting some kind of points, and to snuff it out right like that and take the ball off them, that was huge.
That play that you were just talking about, did you get a good look at it? And like, how many people in the NFL can make that?
I know one that can. He's pretty special. There were two plays that just stood out to me. Well, three. I think that one there with Khalil, I think the beast mode on that third down conversion, I thought that Cordarrelle there at the end when we had to have a play and we get an explosive there. Those plays just stand out as like, you know, grown man ball. I mean, just, you know, guys that are really playing, you know, outstanding, making an outstanding play for our cause, for us to win.
Coach Del Rio, not trying to sidestep this victory. I saw you talking to Eli walking off the field. consider what you said to him, man?
I just basically said, hey, man, hang in there. You know, I love you and your family. I have a lot of respect for you. And I know it's been a tough deal for you. That was it.
You tied for first place. Pretty excited about your chances to get in the postseason. Or you just want the team to just focus?
Just one at a time, just like we've been doing. You know, we've been purposeful in our work. You know, we understand, you know, the scenario of where we are and what we need to get done. And what we need to get done is 1 week at a time, keep improving as a football team, need to stay together no matter what the noise is outside. Sometimes the noise gets loud. Sometimes it gets loud in another direction. But for us not to focus on anything but the work, the preparation, the recovery, and then going out and competing our tails off.
Donald Penn went down in the third quarter for briefly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was he struggling with his back or something?
Yeah, he was able to return. I think, you know, all the guys that got nicked up and got evaluated for whatever reason with our trainers and doctors were able to return. So we finished the game with everybody upright.
Jack, you mentioned the team improving. What has stood out to you as the biggest improvement this team made in the last couple of weeks?
I think the efficiency of our run game. I think the effectiveness of our defense to force turnovers and get off on third down. I think it's just, you know, we've been playing, in particular in the first three quarters, you know, the last couple of weeks, and it really has allowed us to be on good footing.
I know you haven't seen film, but the punt on which Marquette was tackled, do you think that was just a blown block?
It was. Yeah, we see our little tablets tell us quite a bit, so we already know.